HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving Quraniyot to the Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them Makot, and tuition on the Shalach is a financial punishment of the Mitzvah. So that being the case, let's halachically analyze the question of people both paying money and getting hit for the wrongdoings. You have a general cloud of a no lo kemish alein. A person, for one aveira, does not pay money and get malchut, either one or the other. And we'll see a big, very exception to that. So let's learn the shorash of this image. And we'll see B'zah Hashem Rambam, and so again, three approaches of the Achronim B'zah Hashem have to resolve this. Okay, so let's start in the top right, in Hilchot Me'ila. The Rambam says like this in Perek Rishon Halacha Gimel. Says the Rambam on the top right. Okay. Kol ha-mo'el b'zadon, a person who takes from the Hekdesh, is a very big chakira, is it Issa Me'ila based on stealing from Hekdesh, or is it having Hagah from Hekdesh, or both? But either way, a person b'mezid takes from Hekdesh, Medein Mikdash, lokeh u'mishalem ma shepagam min Hekdesh b'rosho. Which means he gets malchut from the Isser taken from Hekdesh, and he pays b'rosho, 100% of the value of what he took, what he was nenet from Hekdesh. And Ram quotes the pasuk, v'azara shal me'ila mizeh shnemah lo tukha lachol m'shalecha, v'asidin lachol v'gomer im derech, p'ya shmua lamdu, shizu asra lachol m'basar oma, ha'ol v'kuro l'shem. They have a presentation with Ola, which is totally the Gavoa, his Chayiv, who adin l'shark al-kodesh l'shem levado. Anything which is either Kedushat Guf, like an Ola, or Kedushat Damim, like Hekdesh for the Beit HaMikdash, a person who b'mezid takes from that, he gets malchut for being over lav, and he has to pay the money. So automatically we have a big kasha, ain lokeh u'mishalem. The Torah says, kashir yashun oto elokim, Kidei Mishatel. Chazal say, Mishum Mishachat Atamachayval, Via Atamachayval, Mishim Mishte Mishiyot. In a general principle, a person doesn't pay and get malchut at the same time, either one or the other. So first, let's look at the way Rav Chaim Brisker approaches this. So Rav Chaim, let's skip down to the bottom right, Rav Chaim in the stencil. We know that Rav Chaim on the Rambam, he actually wrote that himself, not the Talmidim. On the stencil, which are on Gemaras and some Rambams, he personally did not write it down. Talmidim did it, and the gap between Rav Chaim, what he himself wrote, and what Talmidim wrote, the gap is vast. So, bottom right, the Rav Chaim, in the stencil, says like this. Quotes the Rambam, Kol ha-mo'el b'zadon, lokeh u'mishalei ma'asher pagam min hekdesh b'rosho. That's the Rambam. She gets malchut and he pays. V'kasher ha'ein lokeh u'mishalei. V'kin lei v'dirab aminei. It stands for him with the greater punishment. Now we know the person, let's say, is upset with his neighbors. His neighbors. He takes a gun, he shoots him in the eye. And on the way, the bullet, before it hit him in the eye and killed him, it broke his glasses, which are worth very fancy things. Glasses, $200. So he dies, he doesn't pay the money for breaking the glasses. Kimlay b'dirabimine. Let him get the bigger onesh of death. And he does not pay the financial onus. That's the case of death and money. But also, even if there is no death, but rather just a lav, just malchut, we have a principle, see later inside Mark Zubis, ein lokeh u'mishalem. So how can the Rambam paskin that a person takes in hekdesh, he gets both malchut, and he has to pay the money? How can this be? Mishum risha achat atam l'chayvo, v'i atam l'chayvo, mishum shtei rishiyo. That is our problem. Oh, so let's see the solution of Rav Chaim. Says Rav Chaim that paying for Me'ila is a special halacha, which is counterintuitive, which is special, which we do not find it elsewhere in the Torah. That, and seeing the key of Rabbi Yoram, Rabbi Chav Gimel, 30 blot in the future, the Gemara talks about Tashlumin, generally speaking, for paying somebody up. What's the minimum amount? You tell me? Shaveh? Shaveh Pruta, correct. Normally speaking, anything less as far as Yisrael is concerned, if it's not Shaveh Pruta, Zalo Nachshav, it's not tangible, it's nothing to it. But in Hekdesh, in Me'ila, taken from Hekdesh, we have a glaring exception. Let's see what Rav Chaim says. V'hine, chaluk din me'ila mikol klevei Torah. That paying for me'ila is different than all other financial obligations in the Torah. V'hainu, d'b'chol chiyuvei Torah hagavra puam chayei b'chiyuv mamon. First and foremost, the human being, the gavra, the person, has to pay up. The person, he took out a loan, he did nezek, he caused damage, he stole chalila, v'tashlumin, hu tashlumei achiyuv, shemashlim achiyuv. In other words, the focus is on the person he owes somebody else, and then, how does he make up to the person? By paying the money. The focus is on the human being, and he absolves his obligation by paying the money. That's what normally happens. Masha ein kein b'me'ila, de'agzirata katuvu, we have a special halacha, shechiva mishalem lehekdesh tashlumei me'ila, v'zeh gorem chiyuv hagava v'tashlumim. That we don't focus on the perpetrator, we focus on the victim. That something was taken away from hekdesh, me'ila, Hekdesh has to be repaid, and the person is the person who has to pay to Hekdesh. It sounds like semantics. We'll see a big enough for me in a second. But in terms of the concept, what's the difference in the concept? Normally speaking, you have a lovet. The lovet owes the problem. He has to pay him up. You have a mazik. The mazik has to pay off the nizak. Oh, whereas here, what's the only happening? The focus is on the person who has to pay, and the mele, he pays it up through money. But here's 180 degrees to the opposite. Here, Hekdesh is taking a hit. Hekdesh is losing something. Memela, somebody has to pay up Hekdesh. Who's that somebody? The person who was mauled. So says Rav Chaim, next paragraph, Vehine. Ikar hadin de moel v'zadom v'shan keren. I'm sorry, just jump down to where it says underline. Jump down a paragraph. Vehine, where it says underground. B'gmara b'mitzid afin hei amad aleph. The pasuk says, "Et asher chata min hakodesh yishalem." A person took from the kodesh, did me'ila. He took from hekdesh, has to pay up. What a chazal went after this pasuk? It's the Agmar of Messiah. L'rabot to include pachot mishav puta lehishavon. That this viboy chazal will teach us, even if what was taken from hekdesh was less than the shav puta, you have to pay it up. Now, that is counterintuitive and special and unique from all other halachot of tashlumin, as far as Jews are concerned in the Torah. If you stole pachol misham akuta from your chaver, you're rising off to pay him up. Because pachol misham akuta of nezek, you don't have to pay up. When it comes to hekdesh, even if it's less than shavakuta, you have to pay up. Great, so I have a zera katuv. But what does Rav Chaim learn from this halacha? What's the message here? What's the Torah trying to give us a chiddush? So it explains Rav Chaim like this. V'afdin it might pachol mishav akuta midine me'ila if he did a sefer the yalch mikra derashita fatad asumi yikem din me'ila v'afd yetzidin me'ila leka u'kamokei neim v'meis leka din me'ila chayev yikem midin zeh d'asher chata min ha'kodesh yishalim d'it rabbi, we went up from here l'chiyav me'ila afd leka l'yetzidin me'ila. There's no onus on this. V'nimsa d'chiyav kem b'mor v'meis k'chol chiyav me'ila. The bar exerted who the chiva torah l'shem lehekdesh shemim ila v'nimsa to the etzem eino chiyuv mamon. It's not no money. Ella din umitzvata torah l'shem lehekdesh umizeh dehada nasa lechiyuv shechayev tashlumin. In other words, less than shavakuta is not money. Anything less than shavakuta, it's insignificant. It's not tangible. It doesn't exist. Not in gneva, not in gizela, not in tashlumin, not in nezek, not in halva'o, not anything. But where does it exist? Only by me'ila. So what are we saying here? It's not a real chiyuv. Just what? Hekdesh cannot take a hit, any hit whatsoever. The focus is not on the perpetrator, because what do you do? It's pachol mishav akuta. The focus is hekdesh can't take a hit. And therefore, let's take a look at the bottom paragraph. V'hine. Let's jump down to the bottom few lines. V'lefi amit ba'er dechiyuv me'ila lo dami l'kol chayvi mamon. Normally speaking, what's Pshat? Beit Din can't punish a person for doing something which is punishable. As far as people are concerned, what's the bottom level financially speaking? Shavaputa. If a person stole, did nezek, robbed, took out a loan, didn't pay up his employee, from a Shavaputa and more, Beit Din is mechayim to pay it up. But here it's different. Here it's even called Mishnah Meputa. Therefore what? Dehav Yishmas Rebetim. Rak Duchamut Din Tashlumin Shalagava. Vada Nasil Chiyuv Tashlumin. The Ein Zeh Rishon Mesur Lebetim. Ein Bezeh Din De Ein Lokum Shalim Zoy Gadaram. Let's say this outside. What's Rav Chaim saying? Here, it's not a financial obligation. Because it's less than Shabbat Puta. And yet the Torah says you have to pay them. So what is that really indicating to us? This is not in the normal realm of Beit Din, Mechayev in person, to pay up. Rather what? Hektish took a hit, therefore Hektish has to be paid up, and Mela, consequently, the person has to pay. Even though it's not Shabbat Puta. But what? Because it's abnormal, because it's so insignificant, because it's so tiny and small, therefore it's not the Geder Risha HaMasura LeBeit Din. It's as if Beit Din isn't hurting the person, enforcing the law. Rather, Hektish is getting its due. Nowhere else, not by any Basar Vadam, is there a claim for less than Shabbat Puta. For Hektish there is. Was it indicating to us? Beit Din can't go ahead and give malchus to guy and make him pay money, which is normal money. But here, it's not normal money. It's even pachot Shabbat Puta. Therefore, even when it's more than a Shabbat Puta, it's not inside money, it's the fact Beit Din is getting what is due, not through the, Hektish is getting what is deserved to Hektish, not through the means of Beit Din. So what does Rav Chaim say? We have a general principle, Ein Loka Umeshal, which means Beit Din will not administer two punishments, malchus and paying real money. Where does that apply? When we're talking real money. Nezikin, all of Bava Mitzia, all of Bava Kama, Geneva, Gizela, the works, paying up your employee. Paul. Alright? There, Beit Din cannot force two things. But here, we're not talking real money. You know, the thing that we're even chayiv from Ila, Chalila, less in Shabbat Puta, that means it's a special chiyuv, which doesn't stem from Beit Din, it stems from Hektish being hurt. It's an abnormal, a super halacha, let's call it that way. Therefore, it's not Beit Din hurting the guy, it's Hektish getting its due. And therefore, there's no stira. Beit Din can't enforce two things. Medvar Mamurim, when does this apply? When Beit Din is the one doing it. Hitting the guy and making him pay money. But here, Beit Din is hitting him in, but it's not making him pay the money. Who's getting the money? Hektish. The proof? It even applies Pachon Mishavah Puta. And therefore, even if the guy is Nena, more than Mishavah Puta, seeing that it didn't have to be that way, it's the indicative of what fact? That Hektish is getting its due. It stems from Hektish, which is the exception, not from Beit Din. And therefore it's fine. Because Engel Lokum Mishalim is a law that based it, administering two punishments, stemming on the Gavra, making a person get malchus, and a person paying up. Here, the person is getting malchus, but it's Hektish who's getting its money. And consequently, the person pays. But not the person paying Hektish. Therefore, it's not provoking Mishalim, because there is Loka here. The Mishalim, paying the money is not the collusion. Because it could even apply less than Shabbat Puta, which means what? It's not Tashlumin. It means Hektish will get its due. Such is the Hezber of Rav Chaim. Yes? Oh, say okay, yes?
I'll say he's still less than a Puta.
Yes.
Does he get Loka?
Yes! Very good. Excellent. What's your name?
Rafael.
Rafael from where?
Queens.
Very nice. Can you know?
Yeah.
Had that. Okay. So what happens? So according to a course in Shimon's the other day. Alright, so according to Rafa's a good point. The law is correct. If a person steals Pachot Mishavah Puta, or if he hits somebody and it's less than Mishavah Puta, he will get a good guess. If a person hits somebody Pachot Mishavah Puta, which means there's nothing to pay the doctor. He gets malchus for the law of hitting him. If he stole it, there's a special law, it's a law hanitam l'tashlumin. Because even though there is no tashlumin in that case, seeing that potentially there's tashlumin, he doesn't get the malchus. Okay, that's the shimush tafel later on. Very good point. Okay, so that's Rav Chaim. Notice, Beit Din won't hurt a person twice. But here, they're only giving him malchus. The payment does not stem from Beit Din. It's a special halacha of Hektish getting its due. The proof, it even applies pachot mishavah puta. Okay. The major focus was the Orsameach. Rav Meir Simcha, calling from Dvinsk, what did he write as in the Rambam as Orsameach? What did he write in Chumash? Neshachah. He was known as the Sar HaTorah. Okay. In order to see Rav Chaim, how does a Jew answer a question? By asking Kasha. All right. So let's take a look at Yuan Tzuvos. Yuan Tzuvos says, if a person had relations with a young lady, either raped her or seduced her, and she's 12 to 12 and a half and she was a betula, then it's to pay knas, 50 kesef. But what happens if this is a woman, he's getting malchus pus? The Gemara is like this. The Mishnah says in Ksubas, third parak, alachoto alachoto, the person in relation with the sister chalila, and she was a, and she was single, and she was a nara, and a betula, he has to pay. He has to pay the knas. Rages the Gemara, ureminu, elu hein halokin, lulun misakas makas. Haba alachoto, Malachot Aviv, Malachot Mo, Malachot Ishto, Isha Ishtachri, Ishtachri Aviv, Valanita, all these persons, relations, Chalil with these women, what happens? He gets Malchus. The Kaimalan, Te'eno Loket Umishalim. So we have a problem. The Mishnah, Suba says a person relations with his sister, which is 12, 12 and a half, he has to pay money, the Knas. And the Mishnah is anything with a set amount is Knas, not money. And the Mishnah says, Imasechet Mako, he gets hit. Oh, so put the two Mishnah eyes together, he's getting Malchus and paying the Shlomit. How can it be? Amar Ula, lo kasha. Kan bachoto nara, kan bachoto bager. The Mishnah in Masechet Tzumis is talking about she is from 12 to 12 and a half, where she, there's a din of knas. The Torah says pick knas, if she's between 12 and 12 and a half, and she's physically mature. Too sad. But if she's two, if she's 12 months, if she's 12 years old, and 6 months in one day, she's called a bogeret, there's no more knas! The Mishnah in Masechet Malchus is talking when there is no knas, and if we get Malchus. So, what was the big kasha though? The question is, how can you get Malchus and Bishlom? And the Gemara says, we're talking different cases. If it starts to pay the money. If it does not start to pay the money, get Malchus. You can't have both together. Now Tosfos has a very big kasha. He has the bottom. Let's take a look in the bottom, in the middle left of Tosfos. Very famous Tosfos. Tamar! Big problem here. The affair come with the Makor, Mashma, the Knas, local Mishalim. In money, we don't pay money. What's money? Whatever I can get, pay back. I bought $100, I gave back $100. I did never pay the $100 to pay back $100 back. But Knas is anything which is more or which is set some. Paying Kefel is Knas. Dollar to hay is Knas. Paying 30 for killing an Eved Kenani is Knas. Paying 50 for Onus and Mefateh is Knas. In terms of Knas, you get Malchus and Teshlumah, like Moshe Shema. How do we see this? The Knas, local Mishalim. The Kamar, Afluk the Rabbi Meir Rabbanan, the Me'in Anubis Koni Shafayev Al-Khavir Al-Matayim Zuz. The Eidim Zomri, an element of Malchus, right? Alright, so Shnos. The Eidim say that this guy owes $200. So Rabbi Meir says the Eidim Zomri get Malchus and pay the money, and Chacham say, only one. Only pay the money, you don't get Malchus. Bishlam Rabban Kitamaya Mishumish Achas Mishavishis. Ella Mayor, my time up, why does he say you get both? Gamar Mimoti Shema. The person says, concerning his young wife, that she had relations beforehand, this evil Baal, if he really is guilty, he has to pay 100 and he gets Malchus. So we see it happens. Oh Malamati Shema Shaken Knas, because every mayor, in Zomin Nami Knasa. Mashma. But Banalaifina Mimoti Shema Mishum. This Rabbi Eidim Zomin is only Mamana. Awa Knas Yafin Shapi, Moti Shema. Notice what happens. The Torah says, if there's a Moti Shema, he gets Malchus and he pays the money. Nobody disputes this, open Sukkim, everybody agrees. And that's Knas, because it's set sum of 100. Now, is the Machlokes, is Eidim Zomin Mamon or Knas? According to the mayor, Eidim Zomin is Knas. Therefore, I learn out Eidim Zomin from Moti Shema. Just like a Moti Shema, Moti Shalim, Eidim Zomin, Loka Mishalim. According to Rabbi Rabbanon, Eidim Zomin is Mammon. I can't derive Mammon from Knas. Fine! But if there's a case of Knas, I can learn out Knas from Knas, right? We understand this, but was the whole Machlok at Rabbanon and Rabbi Meir in the beginning of Malchus, is Eidim Zomin derivable from Moshe Shema? Is Eidim Zomin Knas or Mammon? We have a Machlok. But everybody agrees that Knas itself, well, I should learn out from Knas. And just like Moshe Shemra, the Torah says the evil husband pays 100 and gets Malchut. Therefore, in other cases of Knas, for example, a person has relations with the sister, which is in 12 and 12 and a half, he pays the Knas and he gets Malchus. So, why not? So the Tosfos had the way of getting at it. But it's a gigantic question. So see the one now, or some after he said, alright, Tosfos has a question, Tosfos has an answer. Good, you have an answer, no, good, let's go on. But no, Rav Meir Simcha, the great Rav Meir Simcha, alright, Tosfos has an answer. Maybe I can answer as well. So Rav Meir Simcha says something which is totally revolutionary and so logical. Let's take a look nice and slow inside. The top paragraph of the Or Sameach. He says like this. Okay, let's look at, in the middle level. Okay. He says, Vanir Alano. Right, it's like right over here. Vanir Alano, in the middle paragraph, there's a little underline beneath it. Vanir Alano, it's a card. I'm telling you why he says, Nir is Lashon Kiddush. So it says, when they're simple enough to put your seatbelts, a great Kiddush coming up. It's so logical. Zaha Zigali Kra, Kidei Mishato. When the Torah says that Beis Din doesn't minister two punishments, dafka heithi shehamamon im hamalkot ein ba'in ha'davar echad, which means I can separate the chi of mamon from the chi of malkos, that one can apply without the other. Come on, ba'al mamzeres nachoso. Let's say this is Mamzeres that we love. The reason for getting Malkus is because it's his sister and because it's Mamzeres. She came Baal off of Sobo Geras, the present relation with the sister, and she's a Bogeret, which means there's no more Knas. She's older than 12 and a half. Umefuta the Atoma. Let's say she's an orphan, she agrees to this, and let's say she was seduced. Ainla Knas. There's no father. Umamon. In such cases, there's no payment of Knas or Mamon. Because once again, his sister is 17. She has not been in Nara for 4.5 years. And he has relations with her. So why does he get Malkus? Because he's had relations with his sister, which is very forbidden. Or Mamzeres. Shall Malka hu al biya ha'asura v'atashlumin hu amor betuleha hu rosh rukar mitzor. Now let's say there's a girl who's not his sister, who's not Anita, who is not a Mamzeret. She really said he's allowed to have relations with her. He can get married if they want. And he seduced her. He pays how much? He pays a knas for seducing her. Or he raped her for that. So over there, there's money without the malchus. Notice, the reason for malchus is because A, she's a Mamzeres. B, she's a sister. And the reason for paying the money is because she's between 12 and 12 and a half. And we can have one without the other. Therefore what? Therefore, ein loka umishar. If the reasons for the paying the money can be separated for the reasons for getting the malchus, you don't get both. And he's going to continue. We all know in the Bava Mesia, one's not allowed to muzzle his ox. Asur lachsor. When we're working in the field, we have an ox. We can't muzzle it up to prevent it from eating. Now, v'chein b'chosin pipara, shatashlumen hu mashiv sido mashzik lo ator. This animal deserves to be able to eat. Unless you're working for your friend's, ox. By muzzling it, you're taking from your friend. You should be eating. V'amalko hu af b'chosin paratel shalatzmo o shalhefker. If a person works his own animal, he's not causing a loss of money because it's his own animal. But yet, you're causing cruelty to the animal and there's an isser lav of muzzling it. So what do we see over there? The malchus is for being cruel to the animal over the lav, and the money, in the case of where it applies, is that it could be eating, it would be more productive for it to eat. Bechovot, first name again. Rafi?
Yeah.
Good, in your case. Bechen. Bechovot, a person hits somebody else. Hello? He chaval pachot mishavaputa. If he, it was only Nick, if he just made him bleed a little bit, pachot mishavaputa. Loka gamkin. Alright, so we see from there, even though there's no money, he pays for the cruelty. Aval teshlumin, in other words, as far as the money is concerned, it's only if it's shavapruta and more. As far as over in the law, even for a little bit. Because once again, if you can have one without the other, it means the sources are different. And there the Torah says, eino loko mishavi. Inkin, here comes the punchline. Hamalko eino amashim sikim amon kyotzi bezek. Bechein, be eino ose masa amfa, lav like a mamon tishav. Unless it's a person who B'mezin was poik old Torah mitzvah. Mechal Shabbos, and he knows what he's doing, this and that. So a person goes over, on the Yomot HaChol, and gives a big punch in the face. So there's no Isser, because he's not acting like a Jew should. On the other hand, he has to pay him up. He definitely has to pay him up. So we see from here, there's an Isser of a hitting a fellow Jew, and his mom paying the Teshlumin. And you get one without the other. Let's go back to Elul's mind. Ein hamakut amash shabbat shlumin. The chinein sheploni ben grusha gankin lokin. What's the first mission we learn masechet in Owl? That we say the Adam Zomer, that the pre person is ben grusha ben chalutza. You get malchus, you don't pay any money. So even there's no loss of money there. For eder sheker, you get malchus. If there would be money, you pay money. Nimsa. If we're a czar, we're not a chuma, stealing from a coin. But let's say it's my chuma, I'm a Yisrael, I didn't give it to a coin yet, so I'll open this, sir, I'm not over robbery. About chuma has a gun can look it. So in all these cases, where is the inner local mishalim? Where if I can divorce, if I can distinguish between the chiyuv mamon and the chiyuv tashlumin, it means they come from different places. And there the Torah says, ein haloka umishalim. Ava hei chisha tashlumin im hamalkut shnein boin al davar echad. But if there's a case where one always goes together with the other, where there's always the chiyuv mamon, and there's always the chiyuv tashlumin, in such a case, the kaidavna chad vishahavi, the local mishalim came when the lake of Malkus bought the shlumin. Ushneya mishem achad v'davachad local mishalim. In other words, what does Chazal say? Al risha achad atam achayvo v'i atam achayvo al shtei rishiyo. What shtei rishiyo means? You have a financial obligation and you have an iser obligation in avera, and at times they cook together, at times they don't. Because at times they don't, for example, a person hits somebody who's a big Russia, the financial obligation applies, this or doesn't. A person had relations with a girl who is mutera to him, the financial obligation applies, this or didn't. So what happens? And these are called shtei rishiyot. There they can come and it says you pay the one, not the other. But if there's something, or things, where always, always, the chiyuv mamon comes together with the chiyuv tashlumin, and with the chiyuv of malchus, then it's one risha. Become the end of the proof moti shema. Then came, it's paragraph, moti shema, the b'malchut v'tashlumin hu al davar echad, shaker, loko, mishalim. Because what happens, every single case when a guy says his wife, and she's a nara, and he's married to her, and he says that she has a relation with somebody else, there's never a case where there's malchus without the shlumin, the shlumin without malchus. Whenever he pays the $100, the 100 kesef, he's getting malchus. When he's always getting malchus, he's paying the money. Why? Because it doesn't stem from different things. He was motzi shema al adat Yisrael. Therefore he has to pay and get malchus. It's one risha. If both facets are always united, they're not separate forces. It's not shtei rishiyot, it's risha achat. And therefore you get both. And therefore the Rishon Gemara and Tzuvos. The Gemara says, in the case of Knas, and a local Mishalim, so rage. Motzi shema, local Mishalim, to see it happens in Knas. No! There's a big difference between paying for onus mefate and in relation to one sister, as opposed to motzi shema. In motzi shema, always, by definition, a person's motzi shema, b'as Yisrael chalila, there's always an avera and there's always mamon. All goes together. It's one risha. But having one is the sister, it's a good, it's the sister. Being the father of this girl is a fear of mama. Then they can come together, and they don't necessarily have to come together. If they don't necessarily come together, it's shtei rishiyos, you don't have one. They can get paid for both. But multi shema, it always comes together. Therefore, it's risha out. And now he drives it home. Then came, umiyata atishakir. Man mech shigmar b'tubot al-kochi v'knasena multi shema shalim. Lo masinu mech multi shema d'havi d'var chai. So therefore, instead of Gemara in Tzuvos, because when it comes to Motzi Shema, it always goes together. And we can't derive out from there for other cases of Nara and his sister. And now he gets up the Rambam by Hekish, bottom paragraph. The Inkain, Shabir Amar Gamba, Benin of the Rambam, Dimeila, Loka Misha. Because always, always, it goes together. The paying for Meila and the Isser. The Chazina, because we see, of course, the Gemara Shav Chaim quoted that Tashlumin behekdesh hu misibat shu hekdesh. She came at Sanu Shav Shalem af pachot mishava pruta. So, if you want to say it's a separate financial obligation, then you wouldn't pay pachot mishava pruta because financial obligations, by definition, start at how much shava pruta? Not less. In Cain, Masha in a Michelle and Zen Shuma Dam. We never pay this to a person. In Lo Shirak Shekevan Shusha Hekdesh Kiyatokara Hatashlumin Bazar. In other words, here, it's not the fact that you're stealing from Hekdesh and you're also doing an Isser of taking from Hekdesh. Because it was just normal stealing, it's only from Shavakuta and up. The mere fact a person is chayav, even pachal mishavakuta, what's the reason? Because you took from Hekdesh. And the malchus is for what? You're taking from Hekdesh. So says Rivera Simcha, this is just like Motzi Shema. Here, the two obligations, a financial remuneration, of paying up the tashlumin, and of getting malchus, it all stems because a person took from Hekdesh. Because if you want to say, no, he took from, he hurt Hekdesh, and it's as if he stole, my friend, to steal, you're only chai from Shavakut and up. But what do we learn in Gemara about Metzia? That for Hekdesh, you're even chai from Shavakut. How do you understand it? What's the halacha teaching us? That here, the reason of the Isser is taking from Hekdesh. And taking from Hekdesh is mechayev a person to get malchus and to pay up. Oh, as opposed to all the other places where if a person hits somebody, if it's Shavakuta, it's Mammon. If it's Pachmi Shavakuta, he doesn't pay the Mammon, he gets Malchus instead. Because normally speaking, it's only a chi of Mammon, Puta not. Here, the chi of Mammon is even Pachmi Puta, which indicates what? It all stems from one thing. So what's the more semantic saying? Ein loka umishali means the two separate chiyuvim, you only have to take care of one of them. But if the Torah says, you only pay for one, but if the Torah says that for the same action, for the same chiyuv, you have two punishments, that's the zeros of chiyuv. In other words, in a case of Motzi Shema, for besmirching of Bas Yisrael, a person gets malchus and has to pay. What's the Isser? You heard the feelings of a Jewish girl, he framed her. Therefore, he gets both onshin. And one cannot distinguish between two chiyuvim. In places where it just so happens to be chiyuv, for example, he has a financial obligation because he had relations with the Nara, and also happened to be his sister, it didn't have to be that way. Because the financial obligation applies even if it's not a sister. And the Isser of a sister applies even if she's above the age of 12 and a half. So what happens? It just so happened they came together. You only get one. But when it comes to where a guy hits somebody else and he broke his nose, it's a famous doctor's bill, it just so happened that there's an issue of hurting a fellow Jew and financial loss. But they didn't have to be together because you can hit him less than Shavakuta and you can take away his money without hurting him. So they can be divorced. They can be distinguished. Ain't a lot of Shalom. But when it comes to Motzi Shema and when it comes to taking the Hekdesh, they're always, both in Surim always play together. Because the Hekdesh, even Pachot Mishavakuta, the financial obligation applies. So what does it tell us? That it's not real financial. It's for what? If you're taking from Hekdesh, you have to get Malchus and have to pay up. Oh. So that's the simple, very, very quickly, outside of the Siddur Shemeshkot, Hashem goes directly opposite this. What does Rabbi Simcha say? That if it's one obligation, if it's one makor, you get both punishments. If the two makoros, you only get one. Hashem Shemeshkot says the exact opposite. He says like this, that if you're taking from Hekdesh, it's like you're taking from your friend. You might steal from your friend, you have to pay up. Steal from Hekdesh, it's no less. A normal financial obligation. But in addition to that, there's an Isser Chepsa. An Isser Chepsa taken from Hekdesh. And for the Isser Chepsa, a person gets the Malchus. Knows that because it's two different Makoras, therefore you get two punishments. For example, if a person steals from his friend's next neighbor's Ferrari, goes out for a joyride, and then he drives him to the river. So, he financially took away from his friend. There's no Isser Hanor of taking a Mammon Hedel. But because it's the Ferrari of Hekdesh, there's an Isser Hanor. So because it's two Chiyuvim, you get two punishments. Whereas if it's only one Chiyuv, you only get one. Exact opposite of Osameach. But basically the major thought is, what we're saying tonight, is Osameach, that what? That if one can distinguish between the two different Chiyuvim, that's Eino Loka Mishalim. The Torah says you don't pay up for two Rishios, because of two different things, you only pay a victim, only pay for one. The Medvar Memorim, when you can distinguish between the two. But if there are cases where they always go hand in hand, the Torah is indicating that for this action, you get both. Where do we see this in two places? Motzi Shema, because always he gets knocked, so he has to pay the hundred kesef, and vice versa, through besmirching of Eretz Yisrael, and from the Ilah. The mere fact that a person pays less than Shema Pruta means it's not a financial obligation. It's for taking from Hekdesh. And for taking from Hekdesh, one also gets Malkus. So it could be that had the Mitzvah get Malkus and Teshlumen, and this expires of the Aaron, and this expires of Bo, they get a lot of Malkus, 10 of them. And in the Shalach, they have a lot of money, alright? Because Am Yisrael, Kosh Yisrael Hashem, Reshit Tavuato, where Hashem's Hekdesh, alright? And therefore, for hurting Am Yisrael, they get it to pay off, and you have to. That's definitely Jewish, right? That was Mishal. Okay, but that's definitely Jewish. Okay, B'zeh Hashem, we should go on Torah, and Am Yisrael Steig away. Hope things were clear. Any questions? Heavy stuff, but, might be tough places in the end. Alright.